This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Tes Zayin Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah now begins to discuss leather utensils and the question of at what point in the manufacturing process different leather utensils are considered completed halachic utensils that are mekabel toma. The Mishnah says, Klei or me'emosai mekablin toma. At what point do different leather utensils become susceptible to toma? So we first discuss haturmel, the leather shepherd's bag. The Mishnah rules that this is only considered completed once the craftsman performs the following three concluding steps. One, he finishes the basic bag by folding the edges over and sewing them down. Two, he trims the edges of any hair-like protrusions. And three, the craftsman must insert the drawstrings into the loops of the bag that will be used to keep the bag closed. For the bag is not going to be useful to the shepherd unless he can properly close it. So says the first opinion. However, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishiyase Es Oznav. Buddha said that the shepherd's bag is already considered a completed utensil. Once the loops are completed, and he did the finishing, the trimming, but once the loops are there, Buddha says, then it's considered a completed utensil even if the drawstrings haven't yet been inserted. Rabbi Yehuda argues that the drawstrings are not considered to be a part of the bag itself. So you can just grab any kind of string from somewhere to put that into the loops to actually close the bag. Certainly the shepherd will want to do that, but in terms of is this considered a completed utensil, Rabbi Yehuda says once it's finished to the point that you could insert a string to tighten it, it's a completed utensil, and so it is already susceptible to tumah. The Mishnah continues regarding sukurtia, a leather apron that's worn by tanners, people who have developed leather. These aprons are only considered halachically completed upon the following three concluding steps in their manufacturing process of mishiyachsom. It has to be finished by the craftsman by folding the edges over and sewing them down. Vikanev, here too, there's a trimming step, trimming any protrusions. And three, v'yasa es tzitzasa. The craftsman has to attach the two sashes, tie them to the two rings that were placed in the upper corners of the apron. The sashes must be attached to those rings, and then it's considered a complete apron, because now it could actually be used. The tanner could put on the apron and secure it to himself with the sashes. But here too, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda said that it is not necessary for sashes to be tied to the rings, rather mishiyas es tabosah. The apron is already completed once the rings have been attached to the apron. But here too, Rabbi Yehuda argues, yes, the tanner will want to be able to actually tie the apron to himself, but he'll grab whatever he can, put some kind of material on the rings to actually tie the apron to himself, but the sashes are not considered part of the apron. And so even without them, the apron is considered complete and already susceptible to tumah. The Mishnah continues as far as ketavulya, a leather bed cover that was spread over the bed frame. Tanakhama says that this is considered a completed utensil, mishiyachsum v'yikanev. Once the craftsman, first of all, finishes it by folding the edges over and sewing them down, and also trims the edges, it is at that point already considered a functional utensil. And so it will be mekabel tumah, even though it doesn't have a receptacle. But since it's part of a bed, it's designed for a person to lie on, it is mekabel tumah based on the law of tumas midras. However, Rabbi Yehuda said that, no, this leather bed cover is only considered completed mishiyasa es kichoseha. Once the craftsman attaches strings to it that can be used to tie the cover to the bed frame. Rabbi Yehuda considers that aspect, being able to tie to the bed frame, essential. Tanakhama doesn't. Tanakhama holds that, no, it'll work just by spreading over the bed frame, even if you can't tie to the bed frame. And so in the Tanakhama's opinion, even before the strings are attached, it already is a kli that's makabel toma. The Mishnah then says, regarding hakar v'akeses shalor, a pillow or mattress made of leather, and these were made by folding a large piece of leather in half, and then the craftsman would sew three open sides, leaving a portion of the third side open through which the stuffing would be inserted. And after that, the open part would be sewn shut, and then the edge would be trimmed. The first opinion of the Mishnah rules that the leather pillow or mattress is only completed mishiyachsum v'kanev. Once it was sewn shut, after it was filled, and once the edges have been trimmed. Until all of that is done, it's not considered a completed utensil. It would not yet be susceptible to tumah. But Rabbi Yehuda here too argues and says that, you know, the leather pillow or mattress is already considered completed. Once the craftsman sews the pillow or mattress shut around most of the three sides after he folds it, he sews down again, you know, nearly all of the sides, leaves a portion open of 5 tefachim, which is used to insert this stuffing. That as Rabbi Yehuda says, once the pillow or mattress is ready to be stuffed, it's already considered a functional utensil. And thus at that point already, it is considered halachically that is susceptible to tumah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.